snake farm. Pretty much is a snake farm. It's a reptile's snake farm. She works there. She says, well, it's got its charm. There's nothing to do in the winter. Now and then some kid gets bit at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm. From Wales, that's called the Alarm. She said she cried when they broke up. She still plays the records at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm. Calls me up and says, come on down here, it's getting warm. She runs everybody off and we, you know, it's a snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm.
Good evening, once again, WMUC-FM, College Park. This is Dave's Record Collection, an eclectic radio show from 6 to 10 p.m., only here on WMUC. Harvey Mandel, the title track to The Snake in the Background. Ray Wiley Hubbard leaving us off with Snake Farm, also the title track to that 2006 release for Ray Wiley Hubbard. John Entwistle, the late bassist of The Who. Boris Blues, the extended version. A thing that came out earlier this year called Rarities Oxhewed Volume 2. And that is a live extended version of Boris Blues. working around the theme of Boris the Spider. The Spider and the Fly came from Buffalo Tom, from Uncut Magazine, Volume 2, Tribute to the Rolling Stones, and that's, of course, a Rolling Stones tune. Jim Lauderdale gave us Black Widow Spider from Soul Searching. There's two volumes there. There's Memphis and Nashville. That's from Volume 2, Nashville, released on a 2-CD set for Jim Lauderdale. Don Dixon opening the set with Praying Mantis. Got it all started. Most of the girls like to dance, but only some of the boys do. That came out in the 80s. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but mid-80s. All right, folks. Well, once upon a time, there was a band called Hindu Love Gods. And basically, R.E.M., without Michael Stipe and Warren Zevon as their lead singer. Let's hear Battleship Chains from Hindu Love Gods up next on Dave's Record Collection. WMUC-FM, College Park. Stay tuned.
Love nobody, love nobody. listen to me closely. Hang on to my every word. Whoa, I'm addicted to your love. And only your two arms can save me. Oh, baby. You can stop me shaking. Only you can take this fever down. I need my one daily fix of the honey from your lips, or I go crazy. Oh baby, cause I run on dry. Till I see you, you fill me up with your love, sweet love. I take one drink too much from your sweet oasis, and I know that I can't stop till I'm over the top. Drowning man, I got you deep within my heart, and I need you in my life, in my future. And I know that I can't stop.
Who is it, Dave?
I thought you lost the will to try. I thought that you would never open up to the sky. Counting days, chasing the sun. Did you find yourself alone and on the run? When the summer nights have come and gone, it's a colder wind that blows, and you were kinda like an autumn rose. Down at the lake.
start me up. If you start me up, I'll never stop.
Is the rat a body gonna listen to my story?
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me.
But when the rock and roll nightmare comes, the devil's gonna make me eat my drums.
Oh, I acting funny, and I doesn't know why.
It's nobody's fault but mine.
Stop torturing yourself with commercial radio. Start nurturing your audio palette by listening to Dave's Record Collection and other fine programming on WMUC FM, College Park, or online at WMUCradio.com, where you can hear us all over the world.
Will you stop, Dave?
Saturday evening, and I'm glad you're spending it with me. WMUC FM, College Park. This is Dave's Record Collection. Spinning a bunch of tunes for you tonight. Like I said, no particular theme. Sometimes the themes will flow through, and sometimes they won't. So we'll just see what happens. Jim Weider in the background with New Day from the album Percolator. Leaving off the set with Dan Baird, Hit Me Like a Train from his 1996 release, Buffalo Nickel. From the album Loud and Lonesome from 2004, we heard Eric Gamble along with Roscoe's Gang. Autumn Rose was the name of the track. Terry Anderson, One Good Heart from What Else Can Go Right. The Yahoos, Over the Top from Put the Hammer Down, the second of two albums that they did. The Yahoos, Eric Amble, Dan Baird, Terry Anderson, and one more. I'll think of it. Georgia Satellites, Days Gone By. In the Land of Salvation and Sin was released in 1989. And Hindu Love Gods, R.E.M. without Michael Stipe, but with the addition of Warren Zevon. They did one self-titled album, and we heard Battleship Chains, a George Satellites tune. And Keith Christopher is the fourth member of the Yahoos. A lot of this set is related to members of the Yahoos, and I believe, and the George Satellites, kind of got started with the George Satellites cover. And Keith Christopher may have been in George Satellites, actually. I know Terry Anderson did some stuff with them. So anyway, all kind of related, great bands there. Well, let's see what comes up next. If you missed this broadcast or any other, don't forget to go to wmuc.umd.edu, where you can find out all about WMUC. Check out our schedule. And on that schedule will be conveniently located our playlists. You can also donate to WMUC, tax-deductible donation. And so check it out, wmuc.umd.edu. Well, let's hear Jason Isbell on the 400 minute from a new album called Live from the Ryman, Volume 2. Stay tuned. Dave's Record Collection.
Breaking through. thought I'll finally be free. Call you both some holiday and tell you I moved away. Say everything's gonna be okay, you can come see me. Dreams and gloom on a summer night. Breaking into June. Breaking into June.
Call her last night. I did. I knew she wasn't mean.
Tennessee, and we took a car down to Old Beale Street on somebody's recommendation. There it was, sitting in the middle of the rubble of the inner city, like a ghost town within a ghost town, you know. All of the stores were boarded up, and the only surviving businesses were three pawn shops and a kind of a blue third-rate movie theater. Standing across the street from this glorious old hall where there was all kinds of gambling and dancing and carrying on going on. Anyway, we went into this one pawn shop, and a guy in a purple shirt and a blue necktie with red squiggles on it and olive pants and a plaid jacket and a stogie in the corner of his mouth said, "Come in." And we asked him if he knew Furry Lewis by any chance, and turned out that the younger guy at the back of the store did. So he said, "Look, tonight we'll go and see him. Just bring a carton of Pall Mall and a bottle of bourbon." So we picked him up and we went over there, and that night I sat up scribbling it all down. This is called Furry Sings the Blues. Coming down, Sweetie's snack bar boarded up now, and Eggles the tailor and the shine boy's gone, faded out with ragtime blues. Handy's cast in bronze, and he's standing in a little park with his trumpet in his hand, like he's listening back to the good old band. And the click of high-heeled shoes, and Furry sings the blues. Propped up in his bed with his dentures and his leg removed, and Jenny's there, his neighbor. She's there for her kindness and Furry's beer. She's the old man's angel overseer. Shops glitter like gold tooth caps. In the gray decay, they chew the last few dollars off Old Beale Street's carcass. Carrion and mercy, blue and silver sparkling drums, cheap guitars, eye shades and guns aimed at the hot blood of being no one. Down and out in Memphis, Tennessee, Furry sings the blues. You bring him smoke and drink and he'll play for you. It's mostly muttering now and sideshow spiel. But there was one song he played I could really feel. Double bill murder at the New Daisy. The old girl silent across the street. Silent waiting for the wrecker's beat. Staring at her stolen name. Diamond boys and satin dolls. Bourbon laughter, ghosts, history falls to parking lots and shopping malls. As they tear down Old Beale Street, Furry sings the blues. He points a bony finger at you and says, I don't like you. Everybody laughs like it's the old man's standard joke, but it's true. We're only welcome for our drink and smoke. Handy, I am rich and I'm fey, and I'm not familiar with what you played, but I get such strong impressions of your heyday. Standing down on Old Beale Street. Ghosts of the ragtime society come right out of the bricks at me. It's a Saturday night, they're in their finery, dancing and up and making deals, and Furry sings the blues. Why should I expect that old man to play it to me true? Fall into hard luck and time and other thieves. While our limo is shining on his shanty street, Furry sings the blues.
So we were playing this gig in Portland, Oregon, and I ran across the street to the Powell's Bookstore, which is one of the largest bookstores in the country. Yeah, awesome. One woohoo for the Powell's Bookstore. It's a banner night. So it's a really great bookstore. It takes up a whole city block. It's five stories tall. And I found the biography of Keith Moon, which is a really, really fascinating and hilarious read. And put it under my arm, and I walked into the bathroom backstage, looked around, and the floor was wet, and the sink was wet, and the urinal was too skinny for me to put my book down on. And I said, damn, there's no dry place for me to put my book down. And a voice came from the stall and said, well, stick it in your teeth. And I said, well, it's too wide. And the voice came back and said, well, read thinner books. And that voice belonged to the Zen master of the spankers, Mr. Stanley Smith.